Hey, hello everybody. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 75 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. I hope all of you listened to the last one, episode 74, about the WHO, and I hope you called up your senators and congresspeople and everybody else and all your friends and neighbors and co-workers and told them about that, because it's happening this week. It's kind of scary, and it's just crazy. But this is what I want to talk about in this episode, sort of the bigger message, I think, of our movement, the MAGA movement, and what the Republican Party needs to become, in my opinion anyway, is this movement of globalism versus nationalism. The globalists versus the nationalists. And essentially, it's the idea that government closest to the people governs best, the idea that the people of America, of the United States of America, and this applies to every other country too, the people who live here should be in charge of how we live our lives and what laws we live under, and we should be close to the decision-making process of our own lives, that govern our own lives and or that governs our own lives. So we shouldn't outsource our government to some supranational bureaucracy like the World Health Organization or the UN or anybody else. We shouldn't. It doesn't mean we are isolationists. It doesn't mean we don't want to have a cooperative and friendly relationship with other countries of the world. It just means that when it comes to making the decisions that govern Americans, Americans should have a say in that. And you know, and this is the real difference in what I see. This is the real battle that I see right now is the globalists versus the nationalists. And the Democrat Party and the Washington political establishment, the bureaucracy, they want to run everything. You know, they want to run everything, and they don't want you to have any say whatsoever in your life. And they love the idea of giving supranational bureaucrats even more power, because of course they believe that they'll be sort of in that club. You know, the Democrats and the people in Washington, they're let's face it, they are the real power brokers, and they're going to be the ones who get those cushy gigs telling the entire world what to do. I mean we talked about world government, one world government, and how that it used to be kind of a conspiracy theory, but it's not anymore. It's a very real thing. This is what they want. They want a one world government where one group of people at the top tell us all what to do and give us no recourse, no way to vote them out or stop them. They want to have the power to rule us. They want to be omnipotent, and they want to have all the power, and they want to have the ability to enforce that power. You know, this isn't a suggestion. They want to be able to tell us what to do, and if we disagree, they want to be able to throw us in prison or just wreck our lives, just ruin our lives. You know, I mean, and this is the way Democrats generally think. I mean, Democrats are centralizers. I've talked about this before, about how Democrats are, they don't believe in the individual. They believe in the collective. They're not individualists, they're collectivists. And they don't believe that you should have any say in your life. They believe that the government, you know, for example, guns, they believe the government should have all the guns. They don't believe you should have any guns. They don't like you. They don't trust you. You're stupid. I've said this 1,000 times. Democrats think you are stupid. You are a stupid peasant, and you should shut up and do what the people in charge tell you to do. And this is the general theme of the Democrat Party, and this is such a winning message for the Republican Party. Because, You know, this idea of local control, of government closest to the people governs best, that you should have, you should be the most powerful person in your life, not the President of the United States, not the head of the World Health Organization. He shouldn't be able to just wake up one morning and type something into a computer and shut down your business, wherever you are in the world. The head of the World Health Organization shouldn't have that kind of power. That's all there is to it. And you know, and I know that I've talked about this before, about nationalism, that a lot of people on the left, particularly the Europeans, are very skeptical of nationalism, this idea of you know, anytime you say nationalism, the Europeans think about war and think about the Nazis. And, you know, anytime the Germans start talking about nationalism, they invade France or they invade Russia. Or, you know, anytime the French start talking about nationalism, they invade England. You know, anytime the British start talking about nationalism, they try to conquer the world. You know, but that's not national. That's not what we're talking about with nationalism. What we're talking about, we're not talking about a nationalism where we want to conquer the world. Now, that may be what the people in Washington want. They really want to conquer the world. And in that sense, they are these dangerous nationalists. You know, these Democrat and Republican establishment people who have been in Washington forever, they really truly believe that they should rule the world because they believe they're smart and they should run everything. And that is a kind of nationalism. It's a kind of imperialism. And it is imperialism. But and this is one of those critiques that libertarians use all the time about America and how America is imperialistic. You know, we go all over the world basically trying to run the world. And that's not what MAGA is about. MAGA is about, no, not doing any of that anymore. We're not going to send our troops all over the world and try to control the world and have regime change wars and everything like that and nation building. We're not going to do any of that. We're going to focus on America, and we're going to focus. And in our view, nationalism is simply the idea that the United States government should serve the people of the United States first, and particularly the taxpayers of the United States first, right? Because, like I've said, the traditional role of government, the traditional relationship of government is the taxpayers pay taxes to the government, and in return, before the government does anything else, that government gives those taxpayers certain public goods and services in return for those taxes. That's the very first job of a government. And that's what nationalism is to MAGA. You know, that's what, it's not about white supremacy. It's not about the color of your skin, or it's not about, you know, erecting a Christian theocracy. It's none of those things. It's simply returning to the idea that the federal government, that the government in general, whatever level it is, should first and foremost serve the taxpayers of that government. Because that's the entire point of a government. You know, if we don't have that, you know, and of course, one of the basic functions of a government is to protect the rights, the life, liberty, property. Protect if somebody murders you, they investigate, they find out who did it, and they punish that person. If somebody steals from you, rapes you, destroys your property, defrauds you, you know, that kind of thing, that's the job of government. That's the number one most important job of government. And then you've got the public goods that, you know, the roads and the bridges and the national defense and the borders, border patrol and you know, all that kind of stuff. So, and then you can start branching out from there, but you have to start there. But see, the Democrat Party today is not, they don't, they're anti-nationalist because they don't believe that the government should serve the taxpayers. The taxpayers to Democrats, because the Democrats are now Marxists, communists, essentially, the Democrats believe that if you're actually paying taxes, it's probably because you're rich, you're a rich capitalist oppressor, and you need to be punished, and you need to be taxed more. You know, if you own a business, oh, you're a terrible capitalist oppressor, exploiter of the working class. You know, the Democrats are now the party, like I've said before, they are the party of the tax consumer, not the taxpayer. So they are, in a sense, very anti-nationalist, which is why they love this idea of giving more and more power to, of consolidating more and more power to the upper classes, it's not a money class thing. It's a ruling class thing. It's a power class. The people who have the power to rule, and they, you know, that is the ruling class. They are the upper class. The people who are in charge, the people who make the decisions, the people who make our laws, the people who control your life, they are the ones in charge. They are and they want more power, and they want to devolve power away from the people and accumulate more and more power into the hands of fewer and fewer people in a kind of ruling class, a kind of political ruling class. And that is very when you take that concept all the way to its logical conclusion, which is one world government, where you have one very small group of international bureaucrats, supranational bureaucrats that are above all national governments, and you give them all the power to rule the whole world. That's essentially, that is the logical conclusion of what the Democrat Party stands for. They are not the party of the people. They are the party of government. They are the party of centralizing power in the hands of fewer and fewer people on up the chain of command, essentially. You know, that and so this idea of globalist versus nationalist, you know, we are the nationalists. We are the power to the people. That's what we believe. We believe in power to the people. Democrats don't believe in power to the people. They believe in power to the government. And that is such a powerful argument that we can make. And look, I mean, I think we need to scream this from the rooftops and try to convince people. I know there are a lot of Democrats out there who just, you know, they just do what they're told, and they do what CNN tells them, and they listen to Joe Biden, and they don't question anything, and they don't get this concept of power to the people means, you know, power to the people means that you have more control over your life and not politicians and bureaucrats. But that requires shrinking the power of government. And so many Democrats just, like I say, they're government worshipers. They worship government. They can't possibly, they just can't imagine why anybody would not want the government to have more power. And it's really, and then they're the ones who call us fascists. And they are the fascists. Now, some of them do that on purpose. Some of them know exactly what they're doing. The people at the top of the Democrat Party, they know exactly what they're doing. They are lying, and they know they're lying. But so many of the rank and file Democrat voters just need to be woken up. They need to hear this argument, and they need to be woken up. Because that's why, you know, we call this the Great Awakening. That's what we have to do. We have to wake people up and make them understand that we stand for power to the people. We stand for government closest to the people governs best. We stand, and that's what MAGA is all about. So nationalism versus globalism, and that's what that means. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 75. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes and on Podbean. You can go to Podbean. You can see me on, I'm trying to get more up on Rumble. I've got a channel on Rumble, but I'm way behind on that. And thanks for getting me to about 3,000 downloads. Thanks for that. And, it's slowly growing. It's slow, but if you share it with some people, that'll help. Share it with everybody you can think of. So, all right, that's it. And I'll see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.